Chapel Roan caused a little controversy with her just personal opinion, what she has seen, singer Chapel Roan. This is what she said about her friends that have young kids.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. Mm. I have like 1-year-old, like 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has who has slept. I'm like, why did my parents do that? I'm the oldest of 4. My mom had me at 23.
Do you agree or disagree with Chapel Roan saying that kids or maybe, you know, or parents when they have young kids just aren't happy at that moment? All right, let's go to Jessica. What do you think about Chapel Roan saying none of her friends with young kids are happy? What are your thoughts?
I mean, so I have a 2-year-old and I'm 32. So, like after some struggles and fertility treatments. And so I love my son. My husband loves my son. But he's going through his terrible twos. And so I think that, like, if you were to ask a lot of my friends who don't have kids, which are a lot of them, they would probably think I'm miserable half the time because
that's honest.
Complaining about them.
Yeah, you're being honest, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's just, not miserable. Yeah, it's she's portraying it to everybody. And,
it's just rough.
Outsiders are like, why would you want to go through that? Because they don't know the other part.
Well, I can also imagine for you, I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
It's Jessica.
Jessica, I can also imagine that there's an extra pressure for you to feel like I can't complain. I can't vent. I can't talk about any of the bad stuff because I clearly wanted this child so badly.
Right.
You know, and your struggles. But the truth is, it's hard. And there are hard moments. The good outweighs the bad by far. And being a mother is the greatest honor of my life. It truly is. It is.
Absolutely.
But damn, it's hard.
Yeah.
And
it is.
I think talking about it is the only way that you get through it.
Because, Katie, you've been very open about times where, you know, maybe you lost your cool, and every parent does.
Yes.
With their kids. But have you been surprised that people probably come to you after you said it, like, oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
All the time.
Because you said it. You said something that people do.
Yep.
I lost it. I yelled at my kids. They drove me crazy. Everyone does it at some point or multiple or many points. Not in an abusive way, but do they do it? But they don't want to say it because it sounds bad.
It's
supposed to be just always happy. My kids are perfect. You know, they're good looking and they get great grades. And, you know, some people do have that, but it's always more difficult. So I think it's good to share the not so glamorous side, which I have done for our show about marriage.
We're all different. Can I also just say, I'll just say that the pressures that parents feel now are not, they had their own set of pressures back then, but now it's like the pressure is unreal and we're spread too thin.
Yeah.
And I think a majority of my frustration and anger and upset come from the fact that I can't be all of the things that I'm expected to be.
Or be everywhere you need to be.
I can't. Yeah. I want to be in the classroom with my kids. I want to be at home making nutritious meals, even though it doesn't pan out for me. I want to be taking them to all the things, you know, that they want. But I work a full-time job that has really ridiculous hours, and I'm tired all the time.
Back in the day,
I can't do it.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago, the way life was more like that, where moms, but usually it was a one-income family you could survive on, and moms could stay home. But that
came with its own fair share of, you know, women feeling like, well, I've had these children, and it's just expected of me to just give up my life, as if we stop living the second that we have children.
Right.
We don't.
You're
we still
Katie.
Have interests and likes and wants and desires and goals, and then you just are supposed to give it up?
It's a double-edged sword because I guarantee you there's a lot of guys that do really well in their career that would love to be at home and spend way more time with their kids.
Sure.
So it's like it's a lose-lose on all aspects because every way you look at it, it's unfair to something.
Mm-hmm. I think every Christmas movie and a lot of holiday, a lot of movies in general, it's the dad saying, I'm not going to miss your baseball game.
Right.
And then he has to go to work. And he looks into the stands or miss your play. And daddy wasn't there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that might be changing now. Dad's not there. And it's like, you'd rather be at the game than in some stupid board meeting.
Sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trade-off for sure. Grayson, what do you think about what Chapel Roan, singer Chapel Roan, said about all her friends that have young kids are unhappy?
Excuse me. I think it's like a roller coaster almost. Like everyone, you know, most people like a roller coaster overall. But I have a coming up, she'll be 3 in May. And some nights we sleep good, some nights she doesn't. Some days, mornings are just perfectly fine, and then other mornings she's crying because I peeled her banana instead of she peeled her banana.
Yeah. So
it's the most bizarre conversations.
So it really depends on what time of day my best friend calls me. Lily will either be crying in the background because of who knows what, or will be outside swinging and all is right with the world. Mm-hmm. So it's a great ride. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Right.
I'm so proud to be a mother, but sometimes those lows are really low.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to say that. And it's okay to feel that. I think sometimes we're not allowed to feel that. All right. Thank you so much, Grayson. We appreciate it. I'm sorry we can't get to everybody.
AML.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that. We'll have it on social media at some point if you want to comment and talk about how much you hate your kids. No, this is loosely associated, but I just happen to have this clip today. This is comedian Neil Brennan talking about things that people don't usually talk about, like asking a couple who's married, like how they're doing.
You ever ask married people how it is? The answers may shock you. By the way, it's not just men either. You ask a woman how marriage is, women sound like a politician ducking a hot button issue. We'd be like, hey, Lisa, how are things with you and Mike? And she's like, kids are great. And you ask guys how the marriage is, guys sound like they're reading a hostage letter. We're like, hey, Mike, how are things with you and Lisa? And he's like, hello. I am happy. Do not worry about me. Worry about yourself and your heathen lifestyle. She has taught me so much and made me a better man. And then she's in the corner like ISIS, like, tell them about the duvet cover.
Not us, boy. We share it all.
Yeah, we do.
We share
it
the
all.
Highs, the lows, the happy, the sad, the miserable.
Yeah, and just one last thing real quick. I really do think both my marriages start to crumble after kids. And not the kids' fault. I think the stress
of it all.
You know, Ezra was like 12 months.
It happens.
And then we had two young kids, mm-hmm. Three and five. And that was super stressful. And I think I wouldn't trade the kids for the world, though. I mean, it's the best. It's not their fault. Sometimes we suck as adults because it's so stressful. All of us.